Lori Houston's News for the Heart is dedicated to helping you give a voice to your own soul. Our hearts have the power to free us from pain and the struggles that keep us from awakening to our true essence. Join Lori now as we delve into our heart and soul to find the path that will open us to the possibilities and lead us to the life we love to live.
And good afternoon. This is News for the Heart. And today I have Tom Campbell with me, my awesome co-host that I love having on the show because we have some very interesting conversations. In our last conversation, one of the comments that came up was asking if Tom would talk about forgiveness and how to get forgiveness from someone else and how to actually maybe even forgive yourself and forgive the other person. And Donna made a great point, which is it's not so much about forgiveness, it's about acceptance. And one of the things I have about forgiveness is often we're wanting forgiveness from someone or we're wanting to forgive someone. But when we think of wanting to forgive someone, we're actually making a judgment call. We're saying they've done something to us that we now want to be able to forgive. And so that becomes a judgment instead of from a place of, I'm not sure, the whole New Age movement that we've been in for a while. They talk about forgiveness all the time. It's we need to forgive ourselves, we need to forgive others. And I get that. There's a lot of anger and hate, and that emotion mm-hmm. certainly creates a lot of problems. But again, I'm going to say it's not so much forgiveness that we need to do. So you're going to take it away, Tom, because I know you're going to have a lot to say around this.
I think I see your point there, and that in the very word forgiveness, there is a little bit of negativity hanging around in that it assumes that there has been a transgression that needs to be forgiven. So we start out with a negative. Somebody has done something wrong, okay, which is a negative, and now you would like to forgive them. But there's a difference between forgiving and forgetting. Okay, well, I can forgive, but I'll never forget it. That's well, right. Does that mean you've really forgiven?
Yeah, no.
You see, because if you don't forget it, then have you really forgiven?
Right.
So forgiving has a couple of issues with it. You know, it has a negative thing. It posits then a wrongdoing, which, like you say, that's a judgment. That's an issue. So we have that wrongdoing that never goes away because that's the thing we forgive. So that wrong thing is always kind of there.
Right.
And when you say you forgive, what does that mean? It means you stop fussing about it. You stop complaining about it. You just let it go. You see, maybe that's, forgiveness. In which case, if it's just a matter of behavior, then it's pretty shallow. If it's just, I'll stop behaving irate. Well, if that's your forgiveness, that you've changed your behavior, that's fairly shallow because that doesn't change anything at a fundamental level. You still have the same hurt. You still have the same problem that's deeper down. You've just no longer expressing that in your behavior. So obviously, if forgiveness is going to be of any value, it needs to go deeper than just changing your behavior.
Okay? Right.
So if you're going to change something at a deeper level, what do you change? Well, again, if you forgive but don't forget, then maybe it's still there. Hmm. You still have that negative thing that still doesn't feel good, but you've let it go, more or less.
Yeah.
Yeah, more or less. I think there's always a little that's still there. I think Donna was right in that it's more about acceptance. And acceptance doesn't mean that it's okay.
Right.
When you accept, if somebody does something and it's particularly bad behavior and it hurts you, you can accept it, not in the sense that, it's okay. I don't mind. You can be mean to me if you want. That's not what we mean by acceptance. By acceptance, we mean that you understand the other person is just who they are.
Right.
Right. You know, you can't expect them to be any different than who they are. And who they are contains a lot of ego, a lot of fear, you know, a lot of issues in who they are. But you just have to let them be that. That's what acceptance means. It means that the forgiveness, I guess, comes in acceptance, not really forgiveness itself. But I'd say that's what forgiveness really means, is that you accept that this person is, that's what they've done, and let's go on. Now, again, if it's just going to change your behavior, that's fairly shallow. But if you get there at a deeper level where you say, that's where they are, and I understand they're doing the best they can with what they've got to deal with, you know, with what they came in with, you know, the quality of consciousness they brought to this experience packet and the experiences that they've had and so on, that's what makes them. And they're doing the best they can with what they've got. They're struggling with what they're angry or abusive. Well, that's who they are. And that's about as best as they can do with, you know, what's in there. Okay, now the question is, so how are you going to deal with it?
Right.
Given that that's the way they are, now how are you going to deal with that? Well, there's lots of ways to deal with it. And one way to deal with it is to, you know, I guess fight back, you know, tit for tat. They slap you, you slap them, you know. Give them back more than they gave you, you know, this kind of a thing. Well, that's not a productive, that is one way to deal with it, but that always makes everything worse. That never leads to a solution for either party, for anybody. It's just a lose-lose kind of a way of dealing with it. And that's dealing out of your own ego and fear and belief. And that's dysfunctional. So another way to deal with it would be to not only say, that's just the way they are and they're doing the best they can with what they've got, but then have some compassion for them, because they are not happy campers. They are miserable. They're unhappy. They're in pain. And that's the way they act. So give them a little compassion and say, okay, I understand. They're nasty, but they're miserable. They're struggling. They're trying to deal with their life, and they're not entirely succeeding in dealing with their life. And just have a little compassion for them. Now, that doesn't mean you have to like them. It doesn't mean that you have to say, oh, you can hit me again. It's okay, really. I know. That's not required either. You know, you don't have to like them. You don't have to stay around them. You can decide that you just as soon not be around that person, if that's something you can decide. You know, maybe if it's a neighbor, then maybe you just don't have to go next door. But if it's your spouse or your child or your mother, then you can't just decide that you're not going to have a relationship with them, because you are going to have a relationship with them. Now you have to decide, what's this relationship going to be? What kind of relationship can I have with that person? Well, once you have a little compassion and understand some of where their pain is and how they feel, then you can begin to relate to them in ways that don't push their buttons, ways that don't trigger their issues. Talk to them about the weather, you know, talk to them about the whatever is around for you to talk to them about. But if it starts to stray into something that triggers their own fear, elsewhere, or if they get a little upset because of that, then just let it pass. Don't challenge it. Don't react to it. Don't feed it. You see? So find out, okay, here's a person, and there's maybe 10 or 20% of them that's just really damaged. It's just really damaged, full of fear, full of dislike, maybe full of hate, full of whatever. Well, that leaves another, you know, 75 or 80% that isn't damaged. So try to have a relationship with that other 75%, the things that cause triggers. And I say, if a trigger just happens, well, let it run its course. Don't get into it. Don't try to argue. Don't try to take issues. Don't judge. Just let it run its course. Don't let it Don't feed it, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, don't feed the animals at the zoo. Don't feed the negativity. If someone's struggling with a problem and they're beginning to flame up a little bit, well, don't throw gasoline on that flame by arguing, taking another position, telling them they're foolish to see it a different way. That just is throwing gasoline on that fire. Just let it go. So once you get a little practice, you'll find that you can have a relationship with almost anybody. Yes, the relationship will be limited. It may not be what you want. Maybe that's your mother and you want a really close, accepting relationship. And that may not happen, you see. But now that's what you want. That's your ego, your needs. Well, you just need to deal with that. You can't require somebody else to meet your needs. You can't require somebody else to forgive you. You can't require anybody else to do anything. They have to make their own choices. You can only change yourself. So if you get along with a person in the ways you can, which means maybe the relationship is superficial. Maybe you only talk about the weather and a few mundane subjects. But that's okay. You can talk about that. You can just hang out. You can smile. You can hug. You can have a relationship that's superficial, or maybe it's not superficial. Maybe it's very meaningful, except for this topic, and that topic, and you just stay away from those. You just don't go there because you understand that's the way they are. They have an issue, and it doesn't matter whether that issue makes sense or not. You see, you might look at that issue and say, oh, yeah, but that's a really stupid issue. They're upset because it's raining too much and they're just mad because of the rain. Well, rain happens, there's no point getting mad. So you may think that's just not acceptable because that's just arrogant to feel that way. They are who they are. If the rain upsets them, or if, birds singing in the trees outside upset them or whatever, then accept that that is the way they feel about it. And, let that be. Accept that's how they are. So even if you say, well, birds singing in trees is nice. I like that. What's the matter with you? That's the wrong attitude. Okay, if that upsets them, then, if they're in your house, then close the window so they can't hear the birds. Be considerate. So I think a deeper way to go, other than just this forgiveness thing. Forgiveness is kind of a nice little, what do we call it? Sound bite, right? little sound bullet. Sounds good, but it doesn't really have a lot of depth to it. Yeah, it's not so much forgiveness as it is acceptance. And after you accept it, have compassion for those people because they are unhappy.
So
anybody who's not happy and smiling and in a good mood is generally unhappy with their life. So if the people in your life aren't just full of cheer and happiness, then they have issues that they're struggling with. And be aware of those issues and have relationships around those issues, not ahead.
Yeah, I think when I think of it, and then you brought up the mother thing, and when you think about family and your parents, depending on what age you are. But, often because of that whole blame game that we play, it's usually something from the past that we're unable to forgive. Like it's usually something about something that may have happened in the past that we haven't been able to forgive. Something maybe, again, we like to play that blame game. So something that happened before the age of 7 and we believe that our parents are to blame for that at the end of their time. And we're kind of wanting to forgive them for what happened at a very young age, or that we've blamed them for, the reason we are, we have these fears.
Yes, I think, that's often the case. And yeah. Mothers, fathers, of course, children, older children, any relationship, significant other, relationship is going to have those kinds of components to it.
Right.
But again, let's say your mother did do something terrible. Maybe when you were 6 years old, she hung you up by your ankles, you know, on a clothesline and left you for a day, did something, and you were hysterical. And ever since then, you've been afraid of heights and been afraid of this and that, and it did something to you. Well, you have to realize, again, that your mother is, you know, not a perfect person. Your mother has issues. She has problems. She has fears. She has ego. She has buttons that upset her, things that force her. That's not really true, but things that push her, you know, you know, your ego pushes you to do things. Your fear pushes you to act. All that going on just like you do. Not the same as you, but just like you do, but different. And again, it's acceptance. Well, that is the way mom was. And that's what she did. Now, I need to deal with it in such a way to make it positive. It's not your mom's thing to fix.
Right.
Even if your mom did it, it's not mom's thing to fix.
Or for her to acknowledge, or for her to even know.
Or for her to know, or to acknowledge, or apologize for. Yeah. None of that stuff. All that's your ego. If you want an apology and you want a recognition and you want her to accept that blame, you know, well, that's just your ego.
Right.
We don't blame others for who we are. We accept responsibility for who we are, because if you don't like who you are, well, change it. You get to change yourself. You can be how you may have to deal with some pretty deep fears. So changing yourself may not be easy, but it's yours to do. So you know, that's coming out of your own ego. If you want mom or dad to say they're sorry or to acknowledge or do something like that, that somehow you think will set you free, it won't. It won't set you free at all. You're going to be the same dysfunctional person, you know, after that as before it, because you have to change yourself. Nobody else can change you. Well, you have to look at that. This did, or spouse did, or children did, or whatever else. You know, I end up reacting this way. Do I like it? And if the answer is no, then start to work on yourself. Change yourself. If the answer is yes, then okay, you're good to go. So we, you know, blaming is one of those things that, you know, it just hurts everybody. If you blame other people, it keeps you from ever getting over it, because you don't acknowledge that it's yours to get over. You blame somebody else needs to fix it for you. So you can't get over it as long as you blame, which means you're going to carry around that sore, you know, forever. And generally, if you're a parent, you pass those kinds of sores on to your kids. You know, things that traumatized you, you tend to pass on and traumatize your children. You know, it just happens that way. And so you need to break that chain and say, well, I'm not going to pass it on. I'm going to deal with it, and I'm going to change it, change myself. But, you know, you don't have to get apologies. That's just your ego wants that, because then you can say, see, I was right. That confirms it. You know, I'm good. Mom's bad. You know, I'm okay. But grow up at all.
No, and it usually makes us much more angry. I mean, all of these, you know, victim support groups that are out there, they're not really helping people deal with anything. They're just adding more and more anger to us. That's why it's amazing how many groups are out there, and they think that they're called support groups, but really they're just, you know, coming together. Their egos are all coming together to say, yeah, we were wronged. Let's change this.
Let's get those people.
Yeah.
Yeah, who wronged us.
That's
not helpful. You know, if you want to support somebody, you have to support them in their growing up, in them becoming positive, not support them in their anger. Yeah, I hear that a lot. I see that sometimes on the internet, where somebody is angry about something, and they make anybody who had a brain would be angry. Anybody who had a soul would be angry. You know, anybody that had any feelings or caring whatsoever would be angry about this. Well, no, anger doesn't help. Anybody who really would like to change it needs not to be angry, because when you're angry, you can't change anything. All you do is cause the problem to stay there or get worse. Anger doesn't fix. Anger is a high entropy. It tears. it doesn't heal. Anger is not a healing thing.
And I don't even think it's a primary emotion. I think anger comes because we're really sad or we're really disappointed. Or, you know, I think anger is something that gets built up. Sure, when we're two, when we say somebody says no to you, you know, that instant anger. But I don't think anger is a primary emotion. I think it is what we're trying to distract ourselves from.
Yes, absolutely. Anger mostly comes from a person feeling negative about themselves. Mm. People not really liking, not being happy with themselves. And when somebody brings something up that triggers that fear of inadequacy or not being good enough, well, we deal with that with anger.
Yeah.
That makes us upset. So when somebody comes and says, well, I think you did a really bad job here, you know, you didn't really do this right. Well, we get angry. The reason we get angry is because they have implied that we are imperfect, that we aren't good enough. Oh, right. That's the problem, you see, because if you really felt that you were good enough, if you really had good self-esteem, it would never make you angry. You'd say, really? You think that? You know? You wouldn't get angry. The only reason anybody gets angry is because they think it's true. They've got something inside of them that feels like they are not what they should be. They aren't good enough. And then when somebody brings that up or says something that maybe implies that that's true, that's where the anger comes from. The anger wells up, you know, how dare you say that I didn't do it right? What gives you the right? You see, we get into this holier than thou. Well, it's our own feelings of inadequacy that create most of that anger. Mm-hmm. Feelings of impotence. You know, this person that was shaking their fist that was saying, you know, if you don't get angry about this, you don't have a heart. Mm-hmm. Well, no, he's angry because he feels impudent. He feels small, and that he sees that he thinks is wrong and he can't fix it. And he doesn't have any idea how to fix it. It's just wrong. And because he feels inadequate to fix it, he feels powerless. He gets angry because he feels small, like a child. You know, he feels inept. What can I do? Well, I can't do anything. And that makes me angry. Well, that's because he feels small. But if he just says, well, you know, I'm not in a position to do anything about that. You know, I mean, I can rant and rave, I can do whatever, but that's just outside of my influence. And then you accept that's just a fact. All right, well, you may not like that thing, but if it's outside of your influence, then learn to live with it positively. Go away, don't interact with it, go someplace else. But you know, live with it positively because you can't affect it. Now, that doesn't mean that you can't carry a sign that says, you know, this thing is a bad thing, or write books or do anything else to try to change it, to try to educate people. Sure, by all means. It's not that you should just, you know, accept anything that happens and say, well, I can't fix it, so who cares? It's not a who cares. That's not the point. The point is to know what you can affect and what you can't. Now, you may, if you decide, well, I'm going to write books about that. I'm going to write letters to the editor. I'm going to tell all my friends. I'm going to constantly be talking about this wrong that I see. And maybe that will help educate people. Well, go do it. Do it with gusto, but do it positively. Because if you go talk and you think they ought to be angry too, well, all you're going to do is turn them off. You're going to push them the other way. You're not going to help change anybody's mind, because anybody looks at you and they say, well, that person's out of control. You know, they're angry. You know, it's all a ball of emotion. Nobody will believe anything you say. Nobody will take you seriously because you're just a ball of anger. You know, you're just this boiling over emotion, and nobody gives that much credibility. So you can't help. Getting angry can't help, but a positive approach can help. Maybe you can influence it some small way. Well, do that. But don't get negative, you see. That's the key. Stay positive. And this forgiveness thing, it's a nice idea. Of course, you know, you opened it up and said, you know, we want people to forgive us, and we wanting somebody else to forgive you, that's just a wish, and it may or may not happen. That person has to do that of their own accord. There's nothing really that you can do about that. Now, if what you've done is lost that person's trust, all right, now you have to re-earn that trust. But you don't earn that trust back through a conversation. You know, you have to earn it back through behavior, through deeds, through attitudes, through whatever. And it'll take some time to regain trust. Well, again, that's yours to do, you see. And if that person, because of what you did, now is just so full of negativity towards you and whatever, that it'll never change, well, you have to accept that. You accept that and let that go. Okay, there's a relationship that's not going to take place anymore because there's anger and, you know, on their side. And until let that relationship go, go be positive someplace else. You see, so you don't have to be a downer. What's not what I want? I want that relationship. I don't want that relationship to go. Well, that's your ego. Your ego, is saying it's not what I want. You know, I need what I want. And if I don't have what I want, I'm going to be really unhappy, miserable, and upset and angry about it. Well, that's just your ego needing to be stroked and needing to be, you know, to get what it wants. Well, realize, number one, you're not the master of the universe, and you probably can't have what you want sometimes. And you just have to accept that positively. Let that be. It's all about you and your wants. Well, if that other person doesn't want to interact with you anymore, then let it be. Don't push at it or pick at it. Just let it be. They change their mind. You know, it's that sort of thing. So it's the negativity is the problem, always. Negativity comes from the fear. So I think the forgiveness thing is probably the wrong word. Right. It's nice in a sense. If you mean, well, you should be forgiving, means don't carry a grudge. Don't be angry. Don't be negative. Well, yes, that's a very good thing. And in as much as we take forgiveness that way, you know, don't stay angry. Don't stay negative. Well, that's a very good thing. Let that go, because that is dysfunctional and will never help whoever you're angry at or you. You know, just it's poison everywhere, even the people you hang out with. The rest of your friends, you know, if you're angry, then that just is toxic to everybody around you. So if you take forgiveness that way, it means don't hold a grudge. Anything negative is toxic. So that part is a good idea. But beyond don't hold a grudge, we start getting into a little more detail about just what forgiveness means. And, you know, I can forgive it, but I can't forget. You know, I'll never forget that. Well, you don't have to forget. It's not like amnesia is a good thing. You know? What I really need is amnesia. You know, you don't need amnesia. You should learn from all the things that happened to you, and some really ugly, nasty things happened to you. You should not forget those. But that doesn't mean that you should be angry about them, or that you should be upset and want to get even. All that stuff is dysfunctional. But you know, so forgetting is not only not required, but it's not even a good idea. We should be aware. We should learn. I'm not going to walk into that trap anymore. Or, you know, I'll be different next time. I see how I set that off and how I contributed to that problem. I need to change myself so I don't do that in the next relationship. We grow. We don't forget. We learn. We learn from those things. So forgetting is not functional either. Holding on to anger is very dysfunctional. Feeling sorry for yourself is probably the most dysfunctional of all. You know, self-pity, that's really dysfunctional. That keeps you from going forward. That kind of locks you into a dysfunctional space and keeps you there. So, and if you wonder, well, what should I do? Where should I go? Which way's up? I'm just upset and I'm confused and I don't know what to do. be positive. That's up is positive. Do something positive. And if that means you just go out of your house and take a walk someplace nice on a sunny day, do that. Start with that. Just do something positive. And as the negative stuff kind of boils up in your mind and you think, yeah, well, that's always a rotten thing for them to say or do. Just let that go. Say, that's not helping. Let it go. It's done. It's over. It's the way I was. It's the way they were. It's the way we were together. And, you know, everybody's struggling and there was friction. So what am I going to learn from that? How can I stay positive through that and change so it never happens again? That's the way you have to look at life. Life is it's a schoolhouse. It's about learning. It's about growing. It's not about getting even. You know, it's not about, you know, making people pay. Yeah. You know, that's not it. It's about you learning how to be positive. You learn how to be positive. So all of those negative things, look at those as bad examples of way to be. that's not the way to be. Now you think about, how can I get rid of that negativity? All right, mom was mean to me, or mom always brushed me off and never gave me the time of day. I could never do anything right. Every time I tried to succeed, mom never gave me any credit. I was always brushed off. I never felt loved. I never felt successful. And that's what mom did to me. Right. All right, maybe that's all true. So,
well, accept it. It's what you learned from it. It's not necessarily whether it was true.
Yeah, right. Well, it's true for you.
Right.
Yeah, so that's true for you. Okay, so accept that. Deal with it. Don't dislike your mom. She just was who she was. She was acting the way she was acting because of her fear that was pushing her around. Don't pass it on to your kids. You know, just pass it to anybody, you know, just deal with it positively and say, all right, that's the way it was. And because of that, I always felt like a failure. All right, but does mom's opinion make me a failure? No. Well, then who are you? You know, go find your own self. Let those negative things go. Now, I know that's easier to say than it is to do. But if you try at that, if you really seriously try to do that, it will work. Those things will go away. You'll succeed. But most of us cling to our pain. We cling to our anger. We cling to those things because that's part of what makes us feel good with our own ego, is that we get even, or we're angry, so we're not going to be around them anymore. You know, we're not going to give them any more Christmas presents. And that getting even is something that, again, just hurts everyone.
Right.
You know, it's not good. So accept that things are the way they are. People are the way they are. Mostly they're doing the best they can with what they've got. They're full of fear. Have compassion for them. You know, what are forgive them. They know not what they do, right? That comes out of Christian culture, right?
Right.
That's, you know, a good thing to keep in mind. You know, they're not being mean because they enjoy being mean. They're being mean because they're full of fear. They're angry because they're full of fear. And that fear drives them. And you being angry back just doesn't help them or you. And now you get angry. Now you're full of fear. You know, and then you pass that on, and it's just, so forgiveness
exhausting.
Is a good, forgiveness is a good thing. If it means let go of the negativity, then yay, forgiveness. Yeah, that's a good thing to do. But if you take it much further than that, then it starts to fall apart as like a thing to do with your life. You know, it's not that you have to forget. It's not that it needs to be okay. Well, all right, that person, you know, did this to me, you know, and so on. And I should be okay with that they did that. Well, no, you don't have to ever be okay with it that they did that. All right, they did something nasty. Accept it. Let it go. Be positive. Don't be negative about it. Don't hang on to it. Don't let that negativity define who you are.
Right.
And for most people, that is how they define themselves.
that story.
They define themselves through their negativity. It isn't like their mother, and I'm the person who has, you know, who fights with the, you know, my husband or my wife, and I'm the person that does this and that. I don't like the boss because he's, you know, he's never fair and he doesn't appreciate the things I do. And they define themselves and their life through all their negativity. And all the positive stuff is like, you know, in one ear and out the other. It doesn't even stick. It's like, oh yeah, that's positive, but that hardly ever happens. You know, so they even get negative about the positive.
Yes.
Yeah. Or that's positive, but oh, that's too good to last. That certainly isn't going to last, you know. So even when something's positive, they're negative about it. And their life, who they are, is a sum of all their negativity, their fear. They're being defined by their fears. And that's kind of the average person. So, you know, it's a big thing to try to turn that around. It's a really big, the direction up, you know, where we get lighter, you know, up going toward the solution. That's always positive, feeling positive, being positive, saying things to others that are positive. That's the direction. Now you can affect that in your behavior just through force of will. You know, put that smile on your face, you know, that fake smile, you know, that whatever. And that'll make everybody else feel better around you. So it'll solve some problems, but it won't actually change you. Yeah, you have to do more than just act positive. You have to be positive. But sometimes acting positive is the first step in that process. And acting positive makes you, again, more likable and will help your relationships. But if you're seething inside and you're just piling all that negativity up in a corner, some pile up and pile up until the pile gets so big that you explode one day. And that's not a pretty picture. That's even worse. So if you just try to change behavior, don't do it for too long. You know, don't make a huge pile of negative stuff. Do it maybe just to help you change who you are. That would be.
Yeah. The letting go part. I mean, it sounds so simple, but in reality, that's the part that people have the issue with, that the ego has the issue with, because it's like, Well, if I let go, then I'm just sort of, you know, allowing them to be who they are, even though they're they're not doing it right. So it's still the ego that's making that judgment about, you know, I can't let go if, you know, going to get away with it.
Right. We have to make sure that they get their comeuppance. They get their pain. You know, we somehow get even, or they get punished, or we do something to make their life a little miserable. So that's just ego. It's just totally dysfunctional. You know, the idea that, well, I can't allow them to do that.
Right.
You don't control them. You know, you can't allow them to do it. You are not the master of the universe. You know, you don't get to allow or disallow anything at all. All you get to do is to deal with it. That's what you get to do. You don't get to, you know, allow it. Well, of course, you can't allow that, but you can't disallow it either. Mm-hmm. It just is what it is. And if a person is abusive, well, then deal with that in a positive way. What else? Break the relationship.
Well, I think a lot of people think that they're going to teach them something. Well, you know, you're doing it wrong, so I'm going to have to teach you the right way to do it.
Oh, yeah. Now, that is a trap. Yeah. That is a really, really big trap to get into. That you're okay, you're not the master of the universe, you're the teacher in the universe. Yes, you are the master teacher, and you can teach everyone else how to be. If they would just be the way you want them to be, then everything would be fine. Right? Yeah. Yes, so that's the master of the universe who realizes they're not the master, but thinks they can teach everybody else to be what they need to be rather than just making them or forcing them.
Right.
Yes, that's just your ego talking. You're not the teacher of others. You're the teacher of yourself. Others have to teach themselves. And everybody to being pushed. Everybody objects to being manipulated. And everybody is very sensitive to being manipulated. Everyone has a manipulation meter that is just really, really sensitive. Somebody's trying to manipulate you, bing, you know, you get that immediately and you push back. You turn your mind off. You start to get negative immediately. So we all think we're such clever manipulators that we can somehow teach people to be different than they are. You can't do that. You know, it doesn't work. It really just makes things worse. That's back to it. As they are who they are. The only way you can help somebody grow up is by giving them a safe environment in which to be different. See, them growing up requires them to be different. And them being different is scary to them. Because however it is they are, and however dysfunctional it is, that's how they've learned to cope. That's how they've learned to deal with their own demons and their own fear. And it terrifies them to not do that because now their demons and their fears are liable to bite them. So the best thing you can do to help them is to give them a safe space to be in. And how do you give safe space? Unconditional love. Whatever you say, whatever you do, I'll still love you. Now they can afford to be more themselves or change or make a mistake or be wrong. And in that environment, they'll start to become more positive because when you give them unconditional love, you're very positive with them all the time. And they get all that positiveness, they start to become more positive too. When what you get is more negativeness because the two of you argue and fuss at each other all the time, well, all that does is make that just deeper. You know? So the way you help somebody change, the way you help somebody else forgive you, I guess, is by being very positive. And in other words, earning it, you know, being very positive, help people grow up. And some people will never grow up. Well, I shouldn't say never, but maybe not in this lifetime. You know, they just get too much fear, too much negativity. And they're just probably going to be negative people until they drop dead. Well, there's people like that. Lots of people like that. Well, deal with them in a positive way. Deal with them in a positive way, the most positive way that you can. If it's your boss, well, you know, you can't tell your boss to stuff it. You know, you have to be nice to your boss and you have to smile and you have to say yes, sir, and all those things. But you don't talk about your boss then as soon as he leaves. Boy, right. He's really a jerk. Did you hear what he just said? Boiling that. Right. When you deal with it positively, you accept what you have to accept and you deal with it in a positive way. Not a negative way. And if you do that, pretty soon your boss starts to like you better than all the other people, and you do get the promotion just because you're not negative as the other employees are, who are also all complaining about the boss. It doesn't mean that you have to like the boss or think the boss is a really good boss. It just means you have to deal with that situation positively, not negatively, which will make you a standout. And you'll do a lot better. Your work will be better. Your relationship with the boss will be better. The boss will treat you better. And it'll fix everything. That's the point. Positivity fixes things, heals things. Negativity tears things apart. You know, breaks things, makes things worse. So when we leave negativity full of anger, full of upset, full of stress, what we're doing is we're raising the probability of our own life being unhappy. We're raising the probability of our own life being dysfunctional and a struggle. So we create most of our own struggles because of our attitude. If we just change that attitude, we'd see that a lot of the things that constantly are thorns in our side would just disappear. It wouldn't be there anymore. You just wouldn't stop seeing things as thorn in your side. Start seeing things as stuff you have to deal with. It's something in your life. And if it's not in your life, it's something you have to go out of your way to get to, and it annoys you, well, don't do it. You know, stay away from it. But in relationships, and you can, that will optimize the situation. Now, it won't make the situation perfect because that person's still going to be negative and dysfunctional. You may not be able to change that, but you're going to learn how to deal with that positively. And if the only positive thing to do is disassociate, well, then you disassociate. Go someplace else. Minimize that relationship. You may not be able to zero it out, but you just minimize it. So maybe you only see mom on holidays and then maybe only for a few hours, you know, because mom just is constantly, you know, complaining about you every time she's there. Well, you just minimize it. You can't set it to zero, but, and when you are there, let her complain, smile. Don't take any of it personally. It's okay. It's just the way mom is. Mom can't help it because that's the way she is. Instead of taking it personally, oh, it upset me, you know, and make me angry and I want to go cry. And that's because you're accepting all that negativity. When you're positive, you just don't accept that. So it just bounces off of you. It doesn't stick. It doesn't affect your energy. It doesn't affect you at all. Because you do have good self-esteem. You do, you know, you do accept yourself, however you are. You see, that's where we want to get to.
Right.
Because then life is always fun and life is always positive and everybody is just the way they are. It's like everything is just the way it needs to be. Yeah, that's the thing. Well, that person needs to be cranky and upset and negative because they have all that fear and they need to outgrow it. And that fear is going to make them miserable and nasty because that's what fear does to people. Just like your fear makes you miserable and nasty, it makes them miserable and nasty too. And they'll just have to keep it. That's the point. That's why they're here. Yeah. So you can be part of their solution by being more positive with them. Or at least withdrawing your negativity.
Right.
So that's the thing. Forgiveness is a wonderful idea. Let go of the anger. Let go of the hurt. Accept it is what it is. And it's not that there's an evil world out there that's trying to get you. There's just a world out there full of people who are full of fear. And they're struggling.
Yeah.
And sometimes their struggles, you know, boil over into your space and hurt you in some way. Well, if you're not negative, you really don't get hurt. It's just something that happens and you deal with it and you just sidestep it and it flows on by and you forget about it. You don't accept it. The only is because there's something inside you that connects to it,
yeah,
accepts it, takes it in,
believes it,
gives it energy, you see. That's why it hurts you. If you had good self-esteem and you didn't feel bad about yourself and somebody said that, it would just confuse you and say, gee, I wonder why they feel like that. Oh, well, not much I can do about that, you know, if that's the way you feel.
Yeah.
Or you may try to educate them in some other way, but not while they were angry, of course, because that won't work.
Right.
Anyhow.
Yeah. See, I knew this was good. Yep.
Yeah, we just about used up the hour, haven't we?
We have. Yeah. Like I knew we would.
Guaranteed.
But
ask Tom a question and then just have to sit back and wait for at least an hour.
But it was a good conversation because I think there's a lot of things. It's a good conversation to sort of start and make people sort of start thinking about, you know, how they react, how, you know, how they're feeling about certain situations and how they're interpreting those situations and how they're adding to that story that they've already created, that they've already mm-hmm. believe and fully, you know, fully embraces their identity.
Right.
So it's good to sort of start questioning, and that's where we have to take, you know, little pieces to start really looking at it and identifying it and saying, hey, wait a minute, I don't need to be angry. I don't need to be sad. I don't need to be depressed. I mean, these are choices. So yeah.
They are indeed. Yeah. Otherwise you just feed the problem.
Right.
Your anger feeds their anger. And their anger is feeding 100 other person. And we live in a very fearful place with a lot of angry, upset, high-stressed, uptight people. And that's how we are. So your goal is to be positive in the midst of all of that. It's not, how could anybody be positive in the world that's like ours? You know, our world is so negative. There's so many awful things going on. We're being, you know, taken advantage of, we're being used, you know, all the merchants and CEOs of big companies are all figuring ways to cheat us and give us, you know, give us less and charge us more. And it's just, you know, such a horrible place. Well, it's your attitude that makes it such a horrible place.
Right.
It's just your attitude. If you could change your attitude, it wouldn't be such a horrible place. You need to be able to live positively and be happy and find joy, even if it's full of fear and unpleasantness and anger and hate. You still have to find your own joy in it. And you'd think that's impossible, but it's not. Because joy comes from inside you. It doesn't come from outside you. So if what's outside you in that world is just a lot of nastiness, that doesn't keep you from having an inside full of joy. Joy has to come from the inside. You're not dependent on your environment to make you feel positive. You feel positive because you feel good about yourself and who you are. That's positive. And if you feel that, then because other people are trying to abuse you, it's life, of course. That's the way we are. You know, we're in elementary school here. You know, most people are full of fear. You shouldn't expect anything any different. That shouldn't upset you. Right. Of course it's that way. Of course the world is full of nasty people doing nasty things to each other. That's where humanity is. And the way that you can help change that is by being positive yourself. Because the growth has to take place inside an individual. You can't change anybody but yourself. And you can help other people change themselves by being that positive example. So, you know, you don't like what you see in the world? Well, be positive. Be happy. You know, care about people. Even the ones that are, you know, taking advantage of you. Understand that they're doing mostly the best they can with what they've got. And maybe another 10 or 20 or 100 or 1,000 lifetimes, they'll figure that out. But for right now, they are exactly where they are. And you need to interact with that. That's your challenge. So that's kind of the key to life. You know, if you got that, then you will go through life no matter how bad it is on the outside. You will be a happy, fulfilled person who's enjoying themselves on the inside. Because there are nice people in this world. There are a lot of pleasant people. There are people trying to grow up. You'll find those people because you'll be one of them. You know, likes attract that way. And the people around you will be the, you know, the 2% that are really, really nice people, or the 10% or the 50%, whatever. They will come, you know, and you will be drawn to them, and it'll all work out. You're not going to live in this terrible place, the lone single piece of positivity in the universe, you know, while the universe is all gone to hell in a handbasket and it's all miserable going on in the world. And you will pull them towards you, and you will go toward them. And your life will be a good life with good friends and good people in it. And, you know, it just all comes together when you're positive. As long as you're negative, that also attracts negative. And you will pull in negative people. And people hear you bitching and complaining. And, oh, if they've got the same bitch and complaint, they'll come over and join in. And pretty soon you got a mob. And now the mob's even more angry than any of the members were, you know, to begin with. And it all degenerates. And, you know, that happens too. So, you know, where would you rather live? You know, amongst the nice people, you know, amongst of positive people who are feeling good, or, you know, in a mob full of angry people who are all upset? There's really no question about where it would be. We live in this angry mob. You know, go look at the internet, go look at TV, you know, look at what's going on. It's an angry mob out there, and it tends to suck us in and make us more angry. Yeah. But we need to find ways to create our own little bubble of positiveness and enjoy our life. It's doable. There's lots of good people around. Lots of good people around. And lots of people who would drop their negativity and anger in a moment if they knew how. if they understood that they were the ones creating the misery that they're living in, you know, they could walk away from it.
Right. All right. Well, great show.
Yeah,
I like this
okay.
one.
Yeah.
I like this one. You've been listening to News for the Heart. We've been getting the heart of what matters with Tom Campbell. It was a YouTube station, literally has hundreds and hundreds of videos that you can take at your leisure to understand more about the teachings and everything that we're learning here and my big toe. Yeah. All right. Well, thanks again, Tom. Been a great
show. Thanks again, Lori. It's been fun.
Have a question for Lori and want to be on the next News from the Heart show? Drop us a line via instant feedback at bmajor.org. News from the Heart is brought to you by Intuitive Soul and is produced by Major Radio for Clear Channel's iHeartRadio and bmajor.org.